WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan firemen hospitalized from the Knights of Columbus Hall fire are in stable but guarded condition. City of Bryan officials say the doctors treating Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran say they are doing as well as can be expected. Usual protocols and treatments for burn patients are being followed, including precautions for infection. And it's not just two firefighters who were lost last weekend. Bryan's fire chief gave a glimpse into the fallen heroes.
Rainey McGregor says Eric Wallace was seen outside Station 1.
Every year we do a children's program downtown called the Fire Gator Camp. Every year he headed that. He participated. He was one of our lead instructors and coordinators for our Citizens Fire Academy. He was there every week to coordinate that.
McGregor says Greg Pickard was someone he modeled his professional and personal life.
I had the privilege of working with him directly for years. For me, he was a role model. For everybody in this organization, he was a role model. He's one of those guys here that everybody felt comfortable talking to.
If you're going to tomorrow's memorial service, you'll park at Veterans Park, then ride shuttle buses to and from Central Baptist Church. A walking procession begins tomorrow morning at 8 from the corner of Boonville and University. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A mechanic who found inappropriate pictures of 10 to 12-year-old girls in a car he was repairing led to an arrest for possession of child pornography. Bryan police say they found, during a search of the suspect's home, two CDs containing hundreds of images. 59-year-old James Davis Peterson, Jr. of College Station, is in the Brazos County Jail, where bond was set at $100,000. Two local charities picked up $25,000 checks yesterday. Officials of Scott and White Healthcare and the BCS Marathon made the presentation to the Down Syndrome Association of the Brazos Valley and SOS Ministries. Scott and White's regional chief executive Jason Jennings says applications are being accepted for next year's marathon.
Yes, we've already got it out there on the different social medias and the Bryan College Station Marathon website. People already signing up. The race doubled in size. Last year we had about 3,500 racers, and we expect that to continue to grow. It's a well-run race by Chris Fields, and last year it was in the top 75 marathon and half marathons in the United States, as well as it's a qualifying event for the Boston Marathon.
The Mercy Project, a locally based nonprofit working to eradicate child slavery in Ghana, Africa, will receive the balance of the $150,000 generated by the second annual marathon. And something that's normally routine for the Bryan School District, setting next year's school calendar, remains unresolved. The school board last night postponed a vote and directed staff to get more student opinions about three options. Just over half of the 1,000 responding to the unscientific survey favored extending the calendar into the first week of June. Calendar committee member Barbara Ibarra says the idea of students and employees getting more days off conflicts with the first summer session at A&M and Blinn.
Both were a concern, and both needs needed to be met. However, there are far more students who are there for the duration of the year and need more of a break than what we're currently getting.
The support for this current calendar, which runs through the end of May, dropped from 75% to 38%. Those wanting a change wanted Bryan schools to add holidays taken by state employees, among others. The head of the Texas Senate Education Committee has filed a bill giving more state support to charter schools. Dan Patrick wants to remove a ban against state funds for facilities and allowing public votes for building charter schools. Patrick also wants to lift the cap on the number of charter schools. They currently receive state funding for operations and educate about 135,000 of Texas's more than 5 million public school students. But operators of the private schools say that another 100,000 students are on waiting lists to attend charter schools. Meanwhile, Texas lawmakers gave a strong public showing of support for embattled University of Texas President Bill Powers, who's believed to be fighting for his job. In a 30-minute tribute on the Senate floor, Powers was lauded as an exemplary leader. Several senators said the display was a message to the school's Board of Regents. Powers has been targeted by critics who argue schools are focusing too much on research instead of teaching and note the rising cost of tuition. Powers is believed to have a slim majority of support among regents who are appointed by Governor Rick Perry. Three members have their terms expired this year. The Powers tribute got emotional when Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst said Powers had been subjected to character assassination, but he declined to give details. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 48 degrees. This week the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Don't miss wine weekends at Royalty Pecan Farms during the month of February. Get a discount on select wines and enjoy free wine tastings from 2 to 5 p.m. every Friday and Saturday during February. While there, sample their pecan delicacies and gourmet specialty products and try some featured gourmet treats available for a limited time. Also starting in February are orchard tours every Saturday at 12:30. On Saturday, a light lunch will be available, reservations necessary. For all the details about tours and wine weekends in February, go to royaltypecans.com.
6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure, it holds control of our weather today, but it'll be a different story as we slide through tomorrow and into Thursday. Today should end up partly sunny with temperatures near 65, clouding up tonight, the chance of some showers. It'll drop down to about 45. Mostly cloudy with a risk of showers on Wednesday. It'll be near 60. Showers for Wednesday night, 55. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance for showers. Highs will be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, and a nail-biter for women's basketball coming down to the final seconds last night. We'll share who wins coming up in just a little bit. Now, Johnny Manziel has been to the Super Bowl, the Mardi Gras celebrations, and the All-Star game, and last night he was in Dallas for the Davey O'Brien Awards. We'll cover all that and more with sports coming up at 6:50.
Doesn't he have to go to class?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
He has to attend class, but I've read somewhere a majority of his classes this year are online.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, there you go.
So I'm guessing, you know, while he's in the hotel waiting for the festivities.
Of course. Without a doubt. Yeah, he's studying. 6:13. For all of you who have been waiting for a radio program to give you a name for your child, today is your lucky day.
Hey!
Because I know that there are people out there who are wanting to do that. Or maybe you know someone who's struggling with what they're going to name their child, and this morning we'll have a list of 10 names for you just to help you over that incredible life choice that you have to make.
That feels very important to me.
Yeah.
Do these names work for cats, too? I just have to ask, since my cats have no daddy.
Well, they do.
I bet you they do.
Yeah, they do, but much like an NBA star, you're not sure who it is. Yeah, no, they would, I think, as I recall from looking at them, they would work for animals as well, sure. But, and of course, why do you name your cat anyway? It pays no attention.
My cats do.
You call your
cats
cat and they come to you?
My cats don't pay attention to you.
No, but you call your cats and they come to you?
Yes, they do.
By name.
And they also, I say up, and they stand on their back feet and put their paws up. I trained them.
You might take that show on the road.
They're smart cats.
I'm thinking there's money in there somewhere.
Yeah, cats who pay attention.
If y'all ever come over for dinner, I will show you all the tricks my cats can do.
Wow.
I've got little fish treats they enjoy.
Oh.
It's okay. A lot of motivation.
I got you. Yeah, I got you. Nothing quite like starting your day off right with a tasty bowl of cereal, and no one believes in the power of oats more than one Mike Hobday of Hampshire, England. Maybe it's Hampshire. Mick is on a serious search for the perfect bowl of cornflakes. And by that I mean his love for this cereal really, 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 really runs deep. He has spent in the last 11 years about $55,000 traveling across the world to taste cornflakes in 60 different countries. And so far, all 4,000 bowls have fallen short of his ideal niblet. Hmm. Well, again, what has caused him to have such a high benchmark, shall we say?
And if he dislikes it so much, why has he traveled to 44 countries?
Yes, and so how will he, how is Mick knows that he has struck upon the perfect cornflake jackpot? He says he'll describe that perfect cereal a bit like a dark, crunchy, organic, and locally grown cornflake. Well, I don't know.
Don't hang out in England.
I'm just saying, I don't think a lot of people have cornflake machines at their home.
I just want to become an aficionado of cornflakes.
Exactly, yeah.
Better than drugs.
Well, it's true.
info.
Mason, beer would be more fun, though.
And obviously, he's got $55,000 extra dollars that he doesn't need for something important.
Sure.
That he can do that.
Maybe he's part of the aristocracy or something.
Well,
crazy.
Could well be the cornflake aristocracy. I certainly hope he
I see a grant involved with
yes,
this somewhere.
Yes, there we are. That worked.
Tonight on The Biggest Loser, if everybody works together, go. Nobody goes home. No problem, right?
I refuse to be in the gym with Anthony.
Come on, I'm sick of hearing you talk right now.
Leave me alone.
These guys are a mess.
Then, it's Monday's fastest growing new drama, and critics call deception addictive.
Get out of here before I do something I
Stop
regret.
It!
All new Biggest Loser and Deception.
Then at 10 on KAGS HD News. For some Central Texas ranchers and farmers, feral hogs are a huge problem. One South Texas man has come up with a unique solution.
The pigs are here, they're free, and people want you to get rid of them.
Richard Potts has found an effective way to get rid of them.
I have no love for a pig, whether it's dead or alive. All it is to me is a source of income.
Tonight at 10, KXHD News' Jordan Bonnke shows how one group of Texas hunters have taken feral hog hunting to the skies.
617, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and it's single tasking day.
Pretty much. I like that.
Not at the radio station,
nah,
it's not.
Pretty much the way guys just kind of go through life. I mean, occasionally we'll, I don't know, multitasking for a guy is holding a beer in one hand and a potato chip in the other, probably. And the remote control is nearby, but aside from that.
I was going to, you know, the library in the man's house.
Yeah, uh-huh, sure. National Chocolate Chip Day. National Chocolate Chip Mint Day. That is different.
Hey, what do you mean? What's a man's library? Are you talking about, like, the DVDs?
No, the bathroom.
Oh. I never heard that
You've never
before.
Heard that before, really?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway, all right, so it's National Chocolate Chip Mint Day. So have a thin mint today or something else of such... Whatever. Yeah. All right. We got some birthdays?
Yes, we do. Victoria uh-huh. Justice from Victorious.
Oh, yes.
I've seen that show 1,000,005 times because I have a 6-year-old.
Uh-huh.
She
it's
is
because you like that show.
20 years old today.
Yeah.
Haley Duff, Hillary's little sister, is 28 years old, and I didn't realize this, but she was the girlfriend in Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I would have, yeah, you're right. I would have never known that.
I had
that.
No idea.
Yeah.
Benicio del Toro is 46.
Oh, yeah.
Justine Bateman is 47.
Mm-hmm.
She was Mallory in Family Ties. Seal the Singer is 50.
Seal the Singer as opposed to Seal the, oh. The mammal.
That was brilliant.
It was good. That was not expected from Scott.
Yeah, really.
Jeff Daniels is 58. Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath is 65.
Has Jeff Daniels ever... Has he ever been able to rise above Dumb and Dumber? Has that pretty much just been an albatross around his neck?
Well, you know, Dumb and Dumber is kind of a guilty pleasure movie for a lot of people.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But
yeah.
No, I don't think he has.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much where he is. All right, anyway.
Tony Iommi, 65 from Black Sabbath. Yeah. He is the guitarist.
Oh,
the
of
guitarist.
Course he is. Yeah, now that you say that, I knew that, yeah.
And the Smokey Robinson.
Really?
Not and the Miracles, just Smokey Robinson.
Uh-huh.
He's 73. And still looks great. He's had a lot of work done.
Done
he
work.
Looks like $1,000,000.
Yes, he has. Luke Christie, if you remember him, he's 70 years old today. Justin Verlander, the pitcher. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's got all those tattoos on his neck.
Sure, he's 30. And Roger Goodell is 54. The other heir to the throne, Prince Andy. He's 53.
Prince Andy.
Yeah, well, Prince Andrew. Amy Tan, she sold a book or two, that Joy Luck Club thing.
No kidding.
Worked pretty well for her.
Kitchen God's Wife.
Uh-huh. 61. And had he taken better care of himself, Copernicus would be, I don't know, like 460 years old today. This guy was pretty brave when the church basically controlled everything. And whatever they said went. He's the guy who really came up with the idea that maybe the Earth was not the center of the universe. And, in fact, maybe not even the center of our solar system, and he's the one who proved that the sun was the center. And again, not a popular guy.
No.
Not at the time, not a popular guy. But anyway, had he taken better care of himself, he'd be like, I don't know, 470.
But ironically, we still act like we're the center of the universe.
Yeah, well, no, we individually do, yes. You mean as people or just people on Earth?
Yes, as humankind.
Well, yeah, it depends. Sometimes you'll find people, you'll run into them who believe that they're the center of the universe.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Your government is keeping the price of oil high because they refused to put the oil that we have on the market because of environmental so-called concerns. Now, meanwhile, the Saudis don't have any concerns. No country in the Middle East that drills for oil has concerns. They're able to do it safely. We've proven we can do it safely in this country. So we're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, and we can't even tap into the resources we have in this country, which would benefit every single man, woman, and child because it would increase the supply, and the demand remaining equal would lower the price and lower it dramatically. You take away a lot of the shipping costs and transportation costs, and the average American probably could pay $1 a gallon for gasoline when all was said and done. But we're not doing that. Why? Because we're stupid.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Go to identityguard.com/free trial offer and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit identityguard.com/free trial offer.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A possible retail merger. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Office Max and Office Depot might merge. The Wall Street Journal says the two office supply chains are in advanced talks about a deal to combine their businesses. Both retailers have been facing tough competition from Staples, Amazon, and other rivals. Burger King was the victim of a hacker attack. Someone had control of the chain's Twitter account for more than an hour yesterday, posting a message that Burger King had been bought by McDonald's and changing the profile picture to a McDonald's logo. Some obscene messages followed. A Burger King spokesman apologized for the breach and explained the company had nothing to do with it. The company that publishes Reader's Digest has filed for bankruptcy protection a second time. RDA Holding Company last filed for Chapter 11 in 2009. The publisher says it will continue to publish its widely read magazine, but it needs to cut its debt so it can continue a restructuring plan. Wall Street gets back to business today after the long weekend. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, 626, a Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. For 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY, going to be nice today, about 68 degrees, and not nearly as windy. They'll be out of the northeast, but about 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, 45 is our low. And then we have a 70% chance of showers on Wednesday, 60% on Wednesday night, and then back up to 70% on Thursday. Parts of the Brazos Valley got a fair amount of rain yesterday about noontime or late morning. Anyhow, we'll see what happens here. As far as the temps are concerned, 72 will be our high temperature on Thursday, then 68 on Friday and Saturday, so that looks pretty nice. Right now the wind chill is 47, winds are out of the northeast at 7, 52% relative humidity, and it's 48 degrees.
Some foods are healthier for us than others. And which of those foods are at the very top of the list? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
We now know that certain foods we eat can be extremely beneficial to our health. And yet,
they happen to be the foods that we're not eating that much. And so I find that there is an inverse relationship. If we ate more of these foods, we would probably have less problems with obesity, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and the list goes on.
Registered dietitian David Grotto, author of the book The Best Things You Can Eat, says just about all of us should be eating more fruits and vegetables. And at the top of his list is beans.
We're seeing that actually bean consumption is going down for two reasons. One, we have an entire generation that's kind of growing up not knowing what to do with them. That's one of the number one complaints is, what do I do with these beans? So something as simple as buying canned beans, rinsing them off in the colander, and just throwing a handful of them on a salad. You know, so just add them in is kind of the main message with that. The reason for doing so is that it is the vegetable that has the highest amount of fiber, more so than any other vegetable, and it also has the highest amount of protein. And both fiber and protein is a key for helping with weight management.
Adding more spinach to your diet is also a good idea.
Out of all the dark green vegetables that I looked at, spinach by far ranked higher than any other green vegetable. And the beauty of spinach is you can eat that raw in a salad, or you cook it up and add it to almost any sort of dish that you can imagine.
Tomorrow, the foods that fight cancer and aging. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line. Exciting news. We have a simple cash option for those who want their money within 24 to 48 hours. This is not a loan. If we prepare your return and it is accepted by the IRS, you could receive money in 24 to 48 hours. Call now, 691-2345.
WTOW News Time is 6:30. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Remembering the Bryan fireman killed last weekend was among the topics discussed with the fire chief in his last news conference.
Randy McGregor says he spent much of his career with Greg Pickard.
In so many ways, I modeled my professional life as well as my personal life around Greg.
McGregor says Pickard was one of those guys everyone felt comfortable talking to.
One of his best attributes was his sense of humor.
McGregor says his last contact with Eric Wallace was the day of the fire, as they were working on purchasing the department's new fire engine.
At the end of the day, when they had finished up, it was about time I was ready to leave the office. Eric stood in my office door and we visited for a few minutes. Asked me how I'm doing, how's everything going. We talked about our families. As he was walking out, he looked me right in the eye and he said, "Chief, have a good weekend." And I said, "Eric, you too."
Tomorrow's memorial service includes a walking procession from the corner of Boonville and University to Central Baptist Church. That starts at 8 a.m. If you're planning to attend the service, you'll park at Veterans Park, then ride shuttle buses to and from the church. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Doctors treating the Bryan firemen hospitalized from the Knights of Columbus Hall fire are doing as well as can be expected. That's part of the latest update from city officials who report Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti are in stable but guarded condition. Precautions for infection are part of the protocols and treatment being followed for the burn victims, according to the city's news release. The Bryan School Board wants to hear from students about three calendar options for next year. The board decided to delay action last night after discussing the split results of an unscientific survey. Calendar Committee Co-Chair Karen Casper says they discussed what was approved in College Station.
Their staff goes to school on a Saturday, and that was something that as a committee we didn't want to get into with our staff. It just isn't healthy for an organization. To require people to work on a Saturday. But also, our parents really questioned a lot about the half day, so we worked through that.
Just over half of the 1,000 respondents chose a calendar that runs through the first week of June. Casper says repeating this year's calendar, which received 75% support last year, was favored by 38% this year. If the school year goes into June, that conflicts with the first summer session at Blinn and A&M. Also in education, Barbara Cargill's nomination for a second term to chair the State Board of Education is headed to the full Texas Senate for consideration. Governor Perry appointed Cargill in 2011, but the Senate wasn't in session. Now Perry has reappointed her, and the nomination committee voted yesterday to refer it to the full chamber. Cargill, whose district includes Brazos and Grimes counties, has voted to require that weaknesses in the theory of evolution be taught in Texas schools. The board's fight over evolution and intelligent design in science curriculum made national headlines in 2009. That's when it adopted standards encouraging public schools to scrutinize all sides of scientific theory. The Senate voted to reject board chairs in 2007 and 2009, but Monday's vote makes Cargill's confirmation more likely. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Texas Senate Education Committee has filed a bill lifting the cap on the number of charter schools allowed to operate statewide and allowing them to receive public facilities funding. Current state law restricts to 215 the number of charter school licenses, but Senator Dan Patrick's measure would allow an unlimited number of charters. Charter schools already receive state funding for operations and educate about 135,000 of Texas's more than 5 million public school students. But operators say that another 100,000 students are on waiting lists to attend charter schools. Patrick's bill also wants to remove a state ban against charter schools receiving state funding for facilities or seeking taxpayer permission to issue bonds for school construction like traditional public schools. The second BCS Marathon provided $150,000 to three charities. The checks were presented yesterday by officials of the Marathon and Scott & White Healthcare.
Yes, we've signed a long-term contract with the Marathon, and not only do we are the presenting sponsor, we're also the medical sponsor, and it's a way for us to promote a healthier community, but at the same time, health three worthy charities out with some financial donations because of this race.
CEO of Scott & White's College Station region, Jason Jennings, says $25,000 checks went to SOS Ministries and the Down Syndrome Association of the Brazos Valley. The balance went to the local nonprofit working to eradicate child slavery in Ghana, Africa, the Mercy Project. And a College Station man is accused of possessing hundreds of pictures of child pornography. 59-year-old James Daves Peterson Jr. was arrested by Bryan police following a search of his home, which led to finding two CDs containing the images. Detectives were tipped off by a mechanic who found inappropriate pictures of 10 to 12-year-old girls while working on the suspect's car. WTOW News time is 6:36. It's 47 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
I'm Carrie Krueger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Let's see what we're looking for. Techies, nerds, geeks,
dorks, dweebs, goobers, goofballs,
misfits, bookworms,
brains,
screwballs,
poindexters.
Good one. How about gurus?
Ooh, nice. But check this out. Turkeys, twerps, and twits.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, we have dozens, maybe even hundreds of technical job openings for qualified local job seekers listed on our website.
Know-it-alls.
Long hairs.
Lab rats.
I've been called an oddball.
And me a rocket scientist.
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Long name.
Amazing results.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units. Right now you can double down. Upgrade to a new carrier system and Malik will buy back your old equipment for up to $1,000. Plus, take advantage of any additional rebates. Just tell us you want to double down.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit. AeroFit has been voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has four locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get two complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join AeroFit today and your body will thank you later.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Nice day coming up for today. Enjoy it while it lasts because we've got clouds and some showers headed our way for tomorrow and possibly Thursday. Partly sunny today with highs near 65. Clouds, maybe a shower overnight, 45. Clouds tomorrow, chance of showers near 60 degrees. There could be a few showers around tomorrow night, lows near 55. Scattered showers for Thursday with highs of 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For me, wanting to be the best at what I do, and that this award is it, it just means so much to me, being a quarterback and always being a quarterback, and this is the best that you can get in college football. So for me, that means the world to me to receive this award.
That's Johnny Manziel at the Davey O'Brien Awards. We'll fill you in with that here in just a little bit. Also, Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball last night against number 8 Kentucky. All that and more with sports coming up here in about 12 minutes.
Well, you know, for any number of reasons, it's a good thing that Johnny Manziel didn't go to the University of Texas because they wanted him to be a safety.
Yep.
They didn't think he had the ability to be a quarterback. So
no,
once again,
they had him as a 3-star safety.
Yeah, of course. You talk about talent evaluation. Yes, indeed. So had he gone to be a Longhorn, he probably wouldn't have won the Davey O'Brien. Oh, and he won some other awards too, didn't he?
Yeah
that's right. Yeah. But, you know, he'd have been a fine, fine
D-back
wearing orange and white.
Isn't it amazing how things that don't seem that important end up just making all the difference?
Now, wait, you're talking college football or what?
And life.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Life I could go along with, all right. But you're referring to the chance that he got recruited as a quarterback at Texas A&M. Is that what
you're saying? What if he had chosen UT and he wouldn't be a Heisman. I mean, maybe he wouldn't be a Heisman Trophy winner. It would just be a completely different story.
Probably not. Yes, that's he wouldn't have the Davey O'Brien Award.
I'm agreeing with you,
there
Scott.
You go. Hey,
I'm
all
agreeing
right.
with you. I'm not using the same words, but I'm actually agreeing with you.
Here's an interesting deal. There's of course there are a lot of bills that are being filed out there in the State House right now, and every once in a while, one kind of bubbles up. It's interesting. A guy named Eddie Rodriguez, who's a Democrat from Austin, filed a bill on Friday which would require school districts to equip their schools with electronic emergency alarms that would notify police in the event of a school emergency. You know, obviously this is from Newtown and a reaction to that.
Sure.
Some school districts have thought about, you know, teaching gun courses to teachers and administrators and stuff like that, and others looking at doing some other things that might be more controversial. This sounds to me like a fairly common sense thing to do.
Like a panic button?
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. Of course, you got to know where it is, and you got to be able to get to it. And, some details to be worked out, but that's an interesting idea that they've...
I think so, too.
So we'll see what happens. He'll introduce the bill, and we'll see if it gets any legs. Okay, so now the media is whining about the lack of coverage of the president's golf game.
Oh, I told you they were mad because they wouldn't let him take any pictures.
Ed Henry, he's a reporter on Fox. You may have seen him before. He's the president of the White House Correspondents Association. That's probably a pretty self-important group, isn't it?
One would think, yes.
Yeah, they probably sit around and, yeah. Anyway, so he told Politico, Ed Henry did, late last night that he's standing by his complaint about the lack of press access to the president, including coverage of his just-concluded long holiday weekend at the Golf and Yacht Club in Florida. He said, quote, "This is a fight for more access, period. I've heard all kinds of critics saying the White House press corps is whining about a golf game and violating the president's privacy. Nothing could be further than the truth." Oh, okay, so they're not getting
any... So what is the truth? Can you tell us?
Exactly. What is the truth? You're not getting any access to him? You know, he decides whether or not he's going to do news conferences. Is that what you mean? What they wanted is... Here he goes. "We're not interested in violating the president's privacy. He's entitled to vacations like everyone else." He just takes a hell of a lot more. All we're asking for is a brief exception, quick access, a quick photo op on the 18th green. It's not about golf. It's about, oh, I love it, transparency and access to a broader sense.
Because we need a lot of transparency in golf.
Of course.
I stand with the president on this one. I know, Mr. Obama, I know we disagree on a lot of things, but I support you. You should have some time when you're able to get away from the annoying media.
Of course.
I mean, really.
Yeah, absolutely. He needs to be able, and again, he takes too many vacations. We know that. And it's, you know, you're going to bring in all these people, and they're all going to try to get the question, so they're all going to be yelling. I mean, photo ops aren't photo ops. Photo ops are an opportunity for the White House press corps to yell at the president and try to get their question answered, and he didn't want to mess with it. Now, to his credit, the president did hold an off-the-record chat with reporters last night as he headed back to D.C. So maybe he was trying to placate things here a little bit. Okay, everybody sit down and we'll do an off-the-record thing and I'll tell you all the, you know, jokes that we told or something. But the media taking themselves seriously. Oh, yes. New Gallup poll shows a slight uptick in the mood of the country. 27% of those surveyed are now happy with the way things are going in U.S. America today. Could we call that blissfully ignorant?
Yeah, I believe so. Have you looked at the gas prices?
Yeah. 72% remain dissatisfied. In January, 25% of Americans said they were satisfied, so it's gone up a little bit. So it's up to 27%. So, hey, Marco Rubio's little self-deprecating fundraiser seems to be working pretty well. He has sold 3,100 bottles of this water, and it's in a reusable plastic container, not the little bitty one that he drank out of the in his speech that was the answer to the State of the Union. But, I mean, they're paying $25 a pop for these things. He's got $100,000 in his political action committee because of this. That's a pretty smart thing to do. Pretty smart thing to do. I guess you heard also that Colorado's taken its first steps toward a universal background check and banning all high-capacity gun magazines. It hasn't been signed yet, but John Hickenlooper, what a great name for a governor. What a great name. I think he was the mayor of Denver before that. Backs the bill. He's expected to sign it. The bill would limit magazines to 15 rounds for firearms and require background checks on all gun purchases, including those between private sellers and firearms bought online. Just three Democrats voted against the bill. It passed yesterday 34-31, so kind of close. Karl Rove wants to make sure that the Tea Party understands that he likes them just fine. He's trying to mend some fences.
Yeah, he is.
Well, and, you know, he's kind of been on the outs a little bit. If the Republican Party is going to swing more more conservative, then he needs to, if he wants to continue making money, be a part of that. He said, let's be clear, we did spend $30 million on behalf of Tea Party candidates. We were the largest outside group supporting Rand Paul. And he speaks pretty candidly here. He says, our object is to avoid having stupid candidates who can't win general elections, who are undisciplined and can't raise money, aren't putting together the support necessary to win in the general election campaign, because this money is too difficult to raise to be spending it on behalf of candidates who have little chance of winning. Okay, there you are. He said, we need fewer Christine O'Donnells. We haven't played that in a while. We need to go back and, you know, where she was the one who said, I'm not a witch. That's Christine O'Donnell. Remember her? That was a great commercial.
Yeah,
it really
it was.
I mean, that's the fact that you have to actually go out and spend money in your campaign to tell people you're not a witch. Obviously, you've made some pretty bad decisions in what you said prior to that. But, have you heard that before, Kat? Have you heard that commercial?
I have not.
Oh, well, we may pull that up for
that
you.
They thought she was part of a Wiccan coven.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and again, she had to spend money in her campaign, actually record a commercial, television commercial, telling people she wasn't a witch. That should be an alarm that the campaign is not going well, right?
Green Teams welcomes the newly renovated MSC on the Texas A&M campus to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, the MSC uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
From the standpoint of landscaping, you can do anything with a small garden that you can do with an estate. Use the same principles. You simply vary the plants and the products you put with them. Winter is a great time to develop your plans for spring plantings. You're running out of winter. Spring is right here. For those facing zero lot line landscapes and small patio gardens, we're going to look at some specific pointers to help you succeed with your small space landscaping right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you're landscaping a fairly small area, you'll need a drawing done to a set scale. That accurate drawing is much more critical when you're planning for small spaces. In those tight quarters, if a plant gets just a few feet too large, it can quickly overwhelm its surroundings. You want to use ruled graph paper to begin your planting. Let 1 inch on your drawing equal, for example, 5 feet of the landscape, and sketch in every permanent feature, including your house, patio, walk, pool, fence, and existing trees and shrubs. Photocopy the base drawing and then do all your dreaming and sketching on the copies. List your goals in developing this part of your overall landscape. Maybe it's to spruce up an entry or embellish a patio, provide privacy or noise screening, or landscaping around a pool or spa. Make a list of hard good materials you'd like to consider in the project. It could involve a paving surface, garden art, a water feature, landscape lighting, patio pots, or patio furniture. Keep in mind that the small size of the garden and choose your products accordingly. You want to make a second list of the plants you most enjoy having around you. Do a little homework on the mature heights and widths and avoid any that will tend to get too big. Use small clusters and groupings of shrubs where you might have had 7 or 9 shrubs in a larger garden. Maybe it's 3 or 5. Stick with the short types such as dwarf hollies, smaller types of nandinas, Indian hawthorns, trailing junipers, barberries, and dwarf abelia. If you need a shade tree, consider the several smaller types like Little Gem Southern Magnolia that gets 30 feet tall and 20 feet wide, or the smaller version called Teddy Bear. You can remove the lower branches to allow ample headroom. Mexican Redbud stays small, so will tree-form crepe myrtles and yaupon hollies. If it's a shady garden, use a dogwood or Japanese maple. Smaller leafed, finer textured ground covers will serve you best in a small area. Asian jasmine and mondo grass are two of the finest. Use small pockets of landscape color and stick with the more refined varieties of your favorite flowers and foliage plants. Don't go with the types that get really large and coarse. Simplicity is almost always the easiest path to a great little garden, so plan carefully, keep it simple, use plants that you know will do well with great landscape design technique, and you'll be a happy gardener. I'm Neil Sperry. The time is here for spring perennials in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports on WTAW. It's 6:53. It's a good news, bad news day for A&M women's basketball. The bad news, A&M saw their 8-game winning streak come to an end at the hands of the Kentucky Wildcats by a score of 70-66 at Reed last night. Freshman Courtney Walker scored 14 points in the final 8 minutes, including the final 10 for A&M as she tried to help the Aggies fight back from 14 points down. Now, a large majority of her points came while she was in foul trouble. Here's Courtney after the game.
Well, at that point, you know, it was really go hard or go home because, you know, if you get a foul, being aggressive and foul out, I mean, you just foul out. And if you don't go be aggressive, you know, they're going to get a bucket or something's going to happen.
A&M clawed their way back in the second half after a strong Wildcat run. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the finish of the game.
But when we were down 12, so proud of those kids for coming back. The crowd got into the game. We got it to 2. I think Mathis was the one that got it back to four on a good jumper that she had over Walker. Then we cut it right back to two again, and then it was just a chess match at the end. Two-point ball game. Ball goes out of bounds with 1 second to go. I don't think it was a lack of blocking out. The ball just bounced to the doggone kid. The ball was a bad shot. She threw it up. She had to. The ball went to her. Bad break.
The ladies will try and start another winning streak Thursday at Reed Arena against Ole Miss with the 7 o'clock tip-off and all the action on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Now the good news, finally, for the third time this year, Texas A&M junior Kelsey Bone has been selected as the SEC Player of the Week. Last week, Bone recorded her 12th double-double of the season with a 31.10 rebound game against Florida. Now Johnny Manziel went to the Super Bowl where he hung out with the guys from Duck Dynasty. He was seen with several SEC players and Mardi Gras for New Orleans. He spent part of the NBA All-Star Week in Houston with rapper and friend Whale. Johnny Football still finds time to be a college student, too, even though the Texas A&M quarterback doesn't have to be on campus very often because of his classes. They're all on, most of them online, and in sports management. Now, on Monday night, though, he did have time to accept the Davey O'Brien Award that goes to the nation's top quarterback. Here's Johnny Football at the ceremony yesterday on WFAA.
For me, wanting to be the best at what I do, and that this award is it, it just means so much to me being a quarterback and always being a quarterback, and this is the best that you can get in college football. So for me, that means the world to me to receive this award.
It's been a topsy-turvy year in NCAA basketball. Indiana retains the top spot of the AP poll. Miami moves up two notches to number two. Gonzaga jumps from 5 to 3. Michigan State leapfrogs 4 spots to number 4. And Florida moves up to number 5. In NCAA women's basketball, Brittany Griner scored 25 points, including her 3,000th of her career, to help number 1 Baylor rally past and beat Connecticut 76-70 last night, extending the Lady Bears' winning streak to 23 games. Sad news in the sporting world yesterday. Considered a true innovator in marketing and even drafting, he built the Showtime teams in the 80s with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson for the Los Angeles Lakers. Los Angeles Lakers owner Jerry Buss has died at the age of 80. He had been hospitalized for cancer, but the immediate cause of death was kidney failure. Buss purchased the Lakers in 79 and saw the team to 10 NBA championships and reached the finals 16 times. Here's LA Times reporter T.J. Simmers on the late owner.
He understood Hollywood better than maybe any other sports owner, and at a time before anyone else. So when you're a pioneer in anything, I think you deserve tremendous credit for having such foresight to make Showtime so relevant in L.A.
By the way, no NBA games last night. Teams were still out for the All-Star break. California coach Mont Montgomery has been reprimanded by the Pac-12 for shoving one of his players in the chest during a game. Montgomery will not be suspended by the conference, but has received an undisclosed punishment. And finally, a couple things going on here in Aggieland. The Texas A&M and Student Recreation Center Natatorium will host the 2013 SEC Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championships today through Saturday, the first ever SEC Championships held here in Aggieland. The five-day meet will consist of 10 a.m. prelims, followed each evening by the finals. On the heels of baseball, by the way, they started their season last week at number 24. They've got a 10-game homestand, and the Aggies will face off against the SFA Lumberjacks tonight at 6:35. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Texas A&M just ended a phenomenal football season, complete with a Heisman Trophy winner and a victory in the Cotton Bowl. Now your Bryan College Station Eagle lets you experience the 2012 season all over again with Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. A 160-page hardbound book complete with stories and images from the Eagles' award-winning reporters and photographers. Order yours before March the 7th and save $10 off the retail price. Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. Order yours today at theeagle.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Nice today. About 66. Mostly sunny skies. Winds out of